Benny Hinn's public apology. A church sings Taylor Swift songs. The Vatican is expecting an increase in supernatural phenomenon. And are Nephilim in Gaza? I'm John Matarazzo, and this is your top stories of the week for CharismaNews.com. For our first story that we're going to look at today, Benny Hinn's public apology. I am sorry. In this interview, exclusive interview with Stephen Strang on The Strang Report, Benny Hinn speaks out, part one. Part two is also available on The Strang Report YouTube channel. This article says, amid controversy, as a recent four-hour-long video by Mike Winger has come out showcasing the past pitfalls of Benny Hinn's ministry, Hinn has publicly come out to make his statement about his prior ministry mishaps. He says, I'm a human being. I've made mistakes. Hinn says that pressure from others is a key piece of what got to him as he built up his ministry. He said, I let pressure get to me, and because of that pressure, I said things and did things I should not have done. And for that, I really am sorry. This article goes on, and you can watch the full video here in the article. You can click that and watch that on the Strang Report YouTube channel. Part one is available, and part two, the links are in that video in the description as well. Our next story is Jenny Weaver. This was for Mother's Day. So this was for last Sunday. Jenny Weaver breaking the curse of I'm a bad mom. As a mother herself, revivalist, worship leader, and author, Jenny Weaver wants all mothers to know that they are not a bad mom. They are not a failure as a parent in the eyes of Jesus. Weaver said that she had a mother who prayed her through when she was out on the streets. She is grateful to the power. She is grateful for the prayer covering of a godly mother, and that is what brought her out of the grip of the enemy that could have very well have dragged her soul to hell. So those praying mothers are very important. This is a touching article. Next, we have a Holy Spirit church has a blasphemous Taylor Swift service. You definitely need to check this one out. The event played off of Taylor Swift's song, Anti-Hero, as it was called, Anti-Hero, Taylor Swift Church Service. The service was so large that it took not one, but two services with 1,200 congregants in attendance. Very interesting. Pastor Christoph Ellefson was quoted saying, "The Church of the Holy Spirit has always been a place of encounter and exchange. That's why a pop music religious service fits so perfectly." Now, does pop music belong in the church? Please let us know in your comments. Now, the Vatican is expecting an increase in apparitions and supernatural phenomenon. People have gotten to wonder what is in store for humanity as the home of the world's most powerful religious organization. The Vatican is preparing new guidelines on how to deal with supernatural phenomena. For some reason, they are gearing up for something that might be coming. It's very interesting. And a conspiracy theorist and internet is all abuzz because of this declaration. So what do you think that the Vatican believes is coming? Let us know in the comments. And our top story right now, this actually might have something to do with what the Vatican is talking about. But L.A. Marzulli answers, have the Nephilim invaded Gaza? This article was based around the interview that I had with L.A. Marzulli. And we had first talked about the prophetic word that he gave back for our 2024 prophetic word compilation, where he talked about the destruction of Damascus. And it looks like some of these things that he was talking about are coming to pass already. And so we talked about other things in Gaza, and the Nephilim are a big part of that. Relating back to the story of Joshua and Caleb, Marzulli points out how they conquered all of the Nephilim tribes, except in Gaza. There, he says that there is a territorial spirit that has never been deposed in that area. Now, definitely let us know what you think. There's other supernatural phenomena that we would talk about in this, but definitely let us know what you think in the comments, and you can watch this full video, this full interview on our website and on our YouTube channel, Charisma Media.